Now, in addition to practicing, you actually do optometry on a volunteer basis down in Mexico, and you've been doing that for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about your trips to Mexico.
In 1983, I attended a World Congress, which was called the American Optometric Association. And in that World Congress, they pointed out that over half the world would live and die and never once see an eye doctor, never have eyeglasses, and everyone will have problems if they live long enough. And I had a desire at that point to share my talents, my skills with vision to help people to be able to see better. And so in March of 1984, I made my first trip to Mexico. I went with other doctors. We saw 3,200 people. We gave out thousands of glasses. And since that time, I've led the Utah Optometric Association, what we call VOSH, Volunteer Optometric Service to Humanity. I've led 25 trips and been involved with 25 trips to Mexico, taking over the time thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of glasses. Our most recent trip was in March of 2004, and we were able to see 2,800 people, able to give out 16,000 pair of free glasses. We're now working on a trip to Guatemala. We're hoping to take vision to people of all over the world in those countries where they're unable to afford eyeglasses, afford eye exams. We're not really trying to take work away from the practicing doctors, but these are people that would never have access to eyeglasses or to eye exams. And in my mind's eye, helping people to see is really, really special. But I also have a desire in my heart to help those people prevent blindness, because that's also one of my specialties, is helping people to realize what causes blindness. And once they understand what causes blindness, they then have a choice to either go ahead and become blind like their countrymen, or to change their nutrition, change their supplements, and actually prevent and avoid blindness.